Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. There's a YouTube account for a guy named Jonathan Bastos, and he performs music with his feet. Because the reason is he doesn't have any arms, so the only way his feet are the only way he can try to do stuff like this.
Dude, I know a couple people. I have a buddy of mine that has like some issues with one of his hands, so he's not able to use it properly. So he plays instruments like a bass guitar, and he can do it with his feet, and it's just like, man, it's incredible what you can do when some would think, oh, you're limited and you're held back, but that's just up to you to decide that, and if you have the will, you can figure it out. It just blows my mind, though.
Yeah, this guy's going to blow your mind, because in this clip he performs one of my favorite songs, "Sweet Child of Mine," and he does it with his feet.
Got like a pick stuck between like the big toe and his other toe for the one guitar, one part, and then the rest of it's being played just like your fingers would on the other, on the frets.
Guys, I've been playing guitar for the better part of my life, and I will tell you that I will never be able to do that with two working hands. So.
Right? Dude, like that part where towards the end where he's just really laying it down, and Slash shared it on his Twitter page, which I thought was really freaking cool, that Slash saw it and then decided to share it with the world.
Yeah, I mean, that is amazing. And like you said, Steve, you know what? When there's a will, there's a way. That statement does mean something. When people have to, they figure it out.
Yeah, I saw another video of him, and he's playing like the keyboard, and he's doing that because he's got like parts of his arm is still there, but there's no hand. It's like really just the upper part, like from like, I don't know, it's just barely past the shoulder.
Really?
And he's just killing it on the keyboards as well.
Wow. And he's able, I'm seeing
he uses
the video.
His nose and his chin.
Whoa.
Like he'll just use whatever he can to get on the keys.
That's pretty impressive.
Right?
You know, that is impressive. And you know, it's good to see stuff like that just because of the fact that I really have to look in the mirror and go, really? Really? Is this a problem? You can't get this done?
I mean, we defeat ourselves. That's weird, defeat. But,
Oh, clever. Very clever. Nice.
I watched the same guy. I saw a guy play the drums also with his feet. And I can't remember what song he was covering, but it sounded phenomenal. Like, if you didn't know and your eyes were closed, you would have no idea.
Wow, I wonder if it's the same guy. Or, I mean, look, there are people that don't have both arms that are out there, so he can't.
Right.
I'm sure he's not the only guy that's tried to figure out how to do stuff that you usually do with arms.
Someone said he's jamming out with his toes. Toe jam.
Okay. Okay, we're, you know what?
That's the name of his band.
That should be the name.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, man. So you can check out the video on the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com of the guy doing the guitar licks from Sweet Child of Mine with his feet. It's pretty amazing.
Vicky showed me the video. She found a video of the guy playing the drums with his feet. It's a different dude, but it's just as impressive. I mean, he's just leaning back on a chair and using his feet, holding the drumsticks, and just going to town.
And his toes are actually gripping the drumsticks.
Yeah.
Wow. That's what really impresses me is how do those drumsticks stay in his feet?
I imagine if you're doing it enough, you probably build up a certain level of strength with your toes that we don't have because we've never been fortunate for us. We haven't been put in that situation where we need to learn how to hold things with our feet.
Yeah, because I'll tell you right now, I having to build up a level of strength in any part of my body is not something I'm familiar with. Yeah.
And some people just have like Lily has like, what do you call them, monkey feet, where she's like, she can pick up like a hairbrush with her feet. And I'm like, how are you doing that?
Can she comb her hair with it?
Not yet, but she probably can soon. She is in gymnastics, so she's getting more flexible.
Oh, I have seen the videos of gymnasts that can really do stuff with their body, like comb their hair with their feet, or just, you go, they're such contortionists. It's just like, whoa.
We've seen, like, there's some videos out there of, like, artists that don't have arms, so they do all their drawing with feet, and it's the artwork that they're putting out there is just phenomenal.
Yeah, again, better than anything I could ever do with my hands.
Right.
So yeah, that's when you know, like, okay, I am really a loser. I guess that's what I'm taking away from all this, is that all of these folks that are doing all these tremendous things without arms, it just shows me what a loser I am. Thank you, everybody.
So I said there's a guy that plays Warzone with his mouth since he can't use a controller. It's insane.
Wow, a video game.
Yeah.
Okay, then again, another thing. I can't even work the controllers.
No, you gave up because they got too complicated.
This guy doesn't have hands and can work the controllers better than me. You know, this isn't
Happy
making
Monday
me feel
to you, BJ.
Yeah, I already was feeling a little blue today, and now it's like, forget it. I'm completely down in the dumps. I was kind of just driving by the dumps. You guys have thrown me right in there with this lovely. Don't show me video of the guy. Yeah, now I don't want to see.
Now we're just slamming the dumpster on top of BJ's head.
Yeah, thanks, Vicky. Thanks. This guy's just killing it in the video game, and I'm if I can turn on the console, it's a win. And like I said, if. That doesn't mean I can. I don't know if there's a thing in BuzzFeed. They compiled a list of actors and musicians who actually took roles for just one reason. Wasn't the money, wasn't to further their career.
But for the ladies.
Oh, you're close.
Okay.
Because some ladies are actually being impressed, but not the kind you think of. This is the children. They did it only to impress their kids or maybe their grandkids in some cases. David Bowie is the first one on the list. He voiced a character on SpongeBob SquarePants only because his 6-year-old daughter was so into it. And he called it the holy grail of animation gigs.
Dude, if you've got the clout to do something like that, why wouldn't you? Yeah. You know, like
totally.
David Bowie could pick up the phone and be like, hey, SpongeBob, can I be on your show? Of course they're going to say yes.
Hey, SpongeBob, can I be on your show?
Maybe SpongeBob isn't making the decisions. Maybe, hey, Krabby Patty, I don't know. Who else is there?
Yeah, that's it. Oh, it's true, Steve. I mean, and actors are not afraid to do it. Whoopi Goldberg got on Star Trek because she said, I'm a big fan. I grew up watching that show and loving that show. And when she was at the height of her movie stardom, she went to them and said, hey, any chance you could put me in the show? And they're like, yeah, you know, because you're Whoopi Goldberg. We'll put you in anything, you know. And so, Steve, they just ask.
Dude, if I had any kind of clout and I could get like my voice on Remy and Boo or Masha the Bear or Mighty Mike, the shows that Tatum likes to watch. I mean, granted, maybe when she gets older, she won't care about those shows, so maybe I should wait before I start trying to use whatever kind of clout I could have. But you know what I mean? Like, if I was able to, like, call somebody and be like, hey, can I just be a voice of one of the bears that swings by Masha and the Bear's house?
I don't know.
In a heartbeat.
How crazy would that be? Like, you think she'd get it, that was you? at this age. I wonder if she or she'd be looking back at you with a bear and going, what is happening?
She'd probably start crying and just throw something. Oh, yeah. That voice. I know that voice. It makes me angry.
Yeah. Robert Downey Jr., he asked to voice a character on Family Guy because his son was such a big fan of Family Guy. And again, you know, you're the gang. You know, you're Seth MacFarlane in the game, and you go, okay, Robert Downey Jr.'s on the phone.
Yeah, he wants to be on the show. Bull crap. No, really, his kid loves the show.
Yeah, that's cool. Ozzy Osbourne actually asked if he could be a character on Nick Jr.'s Bubble Guppies. So, Steve, this is close to what you're talking about, because this was for his two-year-old granddaughter. So, I mean, that's pretty much getting close to where Tater Tot's getting. She's getting to the two-year zone.
She just hit the one-and-a-half-year point yesterday, actually.
Yeah.
She turned a year and a half. And, dude, she's at the point now where we're watching TV, and she doesn't obviously know how to, like, communicate all that well, but she has words that she can say, and she'll just go, Mike? And I know that she wants to watch Mighty Mike. And so we started watching Mighty Mike for about like 40 minutes or an hour. And then also she's just going, boo. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm back to being a kid, being a channel changer for my dad. I'm now the channel changer for my daughter. And she's old enough to formulate a sentence. But like she just says, boo. And I'm like, oh, you want to watch Remy and Boo? Okay. And I put it on. And once the intro music starts, she starts snapping and bouncing and looking at me like, yep. Got to after I'm
off. She's discovered. She's like, I finally trained this monkey. This is fantastic.
Like, she's calling her shots, man.
That's fantastic.
And this dummy here is following suit. I'm like, it's adorable.
Yeah, at least you know your place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Steve, this is the beginning of the wrapped around the finger. And Danny and I know exactly what's going on. We're not going to fault you for this. We understand the procedure completely.
Yeah. It's like, boo? You want boo? Okay, we'll watch boo for the billionth time. Same episode I've seen 30 trillion times.
Yeah. Well, along these same lines, it's for me now, it's Lily requests the Kermit voice anytime I'm with her. And
I noticed that on your Facebook. Yeah.
Oh, and it's every time. Like, she was hanging out with her cousins last weekend, and she was like, guys, my dad can talk like Kermit. Watch, Dad, do Kermit. And I was like, Heidi over there. Oh, good job. Thank you.
Okay, I'm glad that's what you did, because sometimes do Kermit, I'd be like, I don't want to see what's going to happen here.
Well, his daughter requested it, not his girlfriend.
Come on, man.
His girlfriend's a whole different thing.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, because I do understand he gets that request just from different people.
Don't kink shame him.
So for you Harry Potter fans out there, which would be Steve's wife and, of course, Danny and myself, I didn't know this, Danny. Richard Harris, who I do believe was the first Dumbledore. Because I think Michael Gambone was the one that succeeded him when Richard Harris passed away. But, you know, he was a...
Gambone?
I think that's Michael Gambone.
Okay, I was going to say, that sounds like an Urban Dictionary thing with, like, next to Gilf. It's Gambone.
So far, you're getting that one up. Right.
Hey! Richard Harris, really, really prestigious actor, British style. But I thought, well, you know what? A lot of really good Brit actors were in those movies. But Richard Harris only did it because he was Dumbledore, Steve, your man. He did it because he was threatened by his granddaughter that she'd never speak to him again if he didn't play the role.
Oh, yeah. That's funny.
That sounds funny.
Wow.
No pressure.
So she must have been a huge book fan and just thought, oh, my God, you have a chance to be in the movie about the books I love? Well, yeah, you're going to do it, Grandpops.
And how about if you're the casting director and you're just like, let's just see. I'm sure he's going to say no. And then he says yes. You're like, how? And then you find out that's the reason why.
Yeah, Kate Winslet was in the movie. She played the villain in Divergent, which a lot of you folks probably didn't see, but I did. And I actually didn't. I didn't mind the movies. I mean, you know, I know people didn't like them, but I thought they were okay at least. That's not a resounding endorsement, by the way, from me. She did it because her 12-year-old daughter was a fan of the books, I guess.
So it said, didn't The Rock do Moana for his daughters and the fat paycheck? I'd imagine all these actors got a pretty decent paycheck regardless. But, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if that's why The Rock did it.
I don't know if he did it for his daughter. I think he did it to impress his daughter, but I'm not too sure she asked him to.
I don't think she was old enough because I think she's still kind of young. But I know that there's fun videos of him watching the movie with her.
Yes.
And I don't think she has any idea that it was her father that was playing the role of Maui.
Wow. So Michael Sheen was in the Twilight movies, and we've known him from other stuff, actually. He was in Good Omens on Amazon, and he was also in that Sex Showtime show, which Masters and Johnson, I think. Michael Sheen's a really good actor. But I always thought, wow, it's weird he was in this Twilight franchise. And it turns out it wasn't so weird after all. His 10-year-old daughter loved the books, which, by the way, that's interesting. She was reading the books, and she squealed when he landed the role. So he was... he was motivated knowing how much she loved the books. He's like, all right, I'll do this vampire thing. Which, you know, I don't think he would have.
Yeah, but I mean, is anybody going to give any of these actors a hard time for doing any of these roles? I think once you, like, especially when you hear the reason why, you're just like, well, how, I mean, oh my God, he just got a hard time because he wants to make his child happy. How dare you?
Well,
compromise your art for your family.
There's one dude, though, can thank his son because I didn't know who he was until he did these movies. And that is Viggo Mortensen, who was in Lord of the Rings. How about this? He wasn't going to do the movie, but his son said, you have to do the movie, because his son, I guess, obviously a big Lord of the Rings fan. His son was absolutely right. Because, I mean, look, I didn't know who the hell that dude was. And then all of a sudden he became a heartthrob of a lot of people. And he started getting other roles because of him playing Aragorn in Lord of the Rings, which was a really powerful. And he, of course, was the hero character of that whole trilogy. So,
good move. He fired his agent and hired his son as his agent.
Sometimes yeah, right. That's what you got to do, no doubt. But there were some people that made bad choices. Like Raul Julia did Street Fighter, which I don't think even people remember that movie.
Oh, it was God. A terrible movie, but yeah. I mean, yeah, he did it for a good reason, for his kiddos.
Yeah, because his kid loved the video game. But sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, you go, because look, a lot of people do that. They go, wow, these video game movies or these superhero movies, I think I should get in one. And then you go, oh, but you got in that one.
Basically,
oh my
yeah.
gosh, I had to look it up because I couldn't remember if I... That was that Jean-Claude Van Damme movie.
Yes.
That was terrible.
It was really, really bad.
Yeah.
And it was literally Raul Julia's last movie because he was actually battling cancer while he was doing the movie. And he was just doing it for his kids so they would have a movie that they would really enjoy.
Which came first? Because Street Fighter and Mortal Kombat were always in competition with each other. You got your Street Fighter fans and you got your Mortal Kombat fans. And sometimes it's like Star Trek and Star Wars. Sometimes they don't like that. You know, they get mad and you go, you know what? But Street Fighter's better. And they go, no, Mortal Kombat's better.
And then sometimes you get the weirdo like me that's the Double Dragon fan. It's like, no,
oh, right. I forgot about
those.
Double
Dragon. I'm all about Sega Genesis, baby.
Yeah, because I wonder if he saw the success of Mortal Kombat, because I can't remember which came first. And if that was
Street
another
Street Fighter
reason.
Came out a year before.
Oh, it did.
So I would have guessed that Mortal Kombat came out first, and that was just like a terrible attempt to cash in on it.
No, I think the Street Fighter movie came out, and Mortal Kombat was like, hey, we could actually do that better, you know?
Right. It's like, look, it can't get any worse than Street Fighter, so let's give it a whirl.
It really couldn't.
Well, then, of course, they make Mortal Kombat 2, and they realize, oh, yeah, I can't get worse than Street Fighter.
Oh, yeah, Animality's great.
Yeah. A TV show actually had to halt production due to explosive diarrhea.
Not my fault.
Was it Ellen?
Oh, wow. I'll tell you all about it at 8:17.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. There's a show called Ultimate Slip and Slide, supposed to be on NBC this August, but they had to shut down production indefinitely because of explosive diarrhea.
Oh boy. Okay, this isn't an Onion article. The no. Ultimate Slip and Slide shut down because of explosive diarrhea.
Oh, gross.
Yeah,
I
this
mean,
is
seriously?
Yeah, I guess there's a thing called Giardia, and it's a parasite that causes nasty gastrointestinal issues.
I hope I never have to deal with whatever that is.
Right? Yeah, 40 crew members of this show fell violently ill. I mean, it's not just like regular diarrhea. I mean, people were just running for the hills. People collapsed. I mean, this was a beating. Oh, this is
something like I guess it's contagious.
Parasite. I wonder if the parasite jumped from person. I don't know. That's
or
a good question.
Food that they ate. Like, I don't even know how. I'm clueless to Giardia.
Yeah, how do you get a parasite? I feel like you gotta like ingest it.
It's
yeah.
found on the surfaces or in soil, food, or water that has been contaminated with feces.
Oh boy,
oh, well, that just stinks.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it could be from people or animals. So if they consume something that had the fecal matter.
Oh.
That's you. That was the reason for all that. I'd feel terrible.
Oh.
Wash your hands.
Yeah.
Don't poop in the water.
That too.
That we drank.
And meanwhile, the show is called Ultimate Slip and Slide.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd ever go on. I don't think I would like, forget it. I'm out. Because what am I slipping and sliding on here, people? What's happening?
Oh, man.
Yeah, you're like one of the first batch of people that were... It sounds like they shut it down before anything happened. But imagine if they already did a couple of tapings. I'd be like, man, was that water cool? Because I just slipped and slid in it.
Yeah. The show has about a week's worth of taping left to do. They're just trying to figure out how to do it. Now, Bobby Moynihan and Ron Funches, they host the show, and they did not get sick. So,
it's probably one of them that got everyone sick.
Oh, that's what you think it is. They're carriers. Oh, mm-hmm. I see. Yeah. Or either that, they get to eat from better food places. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're getting made, you know, because, I mean, if they didn't eat from the food trough that everybody gets to have, you know, the concession services, I wonder if that's a part of it, if people got it from the concession services. Usually people love the spread of food that you get at TV productions.
Oh, someone said Giardia actually usually attacks dogs, and it comes from drinking water that beavers have contaminated with Duke.
Oh.
Kills a lot of dogs. I've never heard it in people, though.
Wow. So, whoa. So, how do we get beaver poo-poo in our water? How'd that happen? How'd they get it to the set?
According to one text today, say in Alaska, we refer to Giardia as beaver fever.
Beaver fever.
Oh.
And a few people are saying Steve would enjoy the common name for Giardia. It's most people call it beaver fever.
Okay. Well, and the slip and slide probably involves a lot of water, now that I'm thinking about it. So, maybe, however they're using all this water... I wonder if it's recycled water. You know what I mean? I wonder, and in a way, it got the beaver fever in there. I don't know.
Maybe someone brought their pet beaver to the set.
Oh, that could very well be. Yeah.
Ron Funches, one of the hosts, has one of the best tweets ever about this. He says, I feel like no one in my family even knew I was in comedy until someone got diarrhea at my water park.
That's pretty awesome.
That's very good. So finally they go, Ron, are you okay?
I've made it, everybody.
Finally, you acknowledge my career.
I feel like we need a band of females that they name themselves Beaver Fever.
Sounds like a great idea.
So we have like the great local band Thunder P.
Yeah,
Thunder P stands for. Maybe their next record should be called Beaver Fever. I'm not telling them what to do, but I kind of hope that they do it.
Well, you know, I mean, you kind of know Mike McCready, and he's a big fan. They might listen to him. So maybe if he likes your idea, he can pass it along.
Or I'll DM Mike with this idea, because I'm sure that's really what he wants to read first thing in the morning.
Oh,
hey, Mike, I've got an idea for your band Thunder P.
Oh, I love the fact that your ideas are good enough to ruin our show, but you don't want to bother Mike McCready with them.
No one on the show's in Pearl Jam, last I checked.
I mean, yes, correct.
All right. Well, you are. Check again, buddy. Danny's guitar playing skills have finally made him hit the big time.
Are you replacing Stone?
Woo, it's happening.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
I heard he's Johnny Beaver Fever.
That's right. He's going to be the new guitarist for Beaver Fever. Oh, yeah.
I'd stream and purchase any music put out by a band called Beaver Fever. Now I got to check. I bet there is a band called Beaver Fever.
If there isn't, I'd be surprised. I don't know.
It rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, as it were.
That's their first record.
Well, it looks like there is, well, is it the, I don't know if the band is called Beaver Fever or it's their song, because one of them's Nuclear Vomit and the other one's Beaver Fever. So it's either the band's named Beaver Fever and they have a song called Nuclear Vomit, or the other way around.
Boy, they both sound like a band that's just going to go far.
No, I found there's a band called Beaver Fever. They're a metal band.
Of course.
And yes, they have an album called Autophagic Execution that came out last year.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Well, I guess I'm going to have to start listening to Beaver Fever. I'll listen to them at the gym.
You go right ahead, buddy.
I feel like they're not going to be what I want them to be. Like, I want good, like, stoner rock, like, 70s style, almost kind of like what Thunder Pea sound like, but have it be Beaver Fever, not something that's really super aggressive.
Sorry, Steve.
I know, I can't pick and choose. You know, you really beggars can't be choosers.
But now, you, at least you know that your idea was a good idea because somebody picked up on it.
Yep.
Yeah. So you don't have to call Mike McCready after all.
Oh, man, maybe your daughter and your son should be worried about this, because it says anyone who spent any time in the woods in the Pacific Northwest should know about Beaver Fever.
Oh. Really? Well, again, I mean, I guess if you're touching trees or whatever, but it says you have to come in contact with water, right? That's infested with. I mean, I feel like they're bringing their own water. I don't think they're drinking, like, water from the ponds.
Well, I know when Joe goes out drinking, he's been known to be a man. It's all about the Beaver Fever.
Okay. That's a whole different thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we got a survey here. Turns out that 59% of people say they plan to jump back into travel with a bucket list vacation that they wouldn't have considered before the pandemic. People are ready. I mean, no doubt about it. It's happening at the end of this month when we're whatever we go from phase three to phase do what you want. Whatever they're calling it.
It's phase zero F's given, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people are ready to go.
Do you have a bucket list place?
Do I have a bucket list place? You know what, Steve? I don't. I'm not ready to go yet. Honestly speaking, I feel like here's my thing. I'm the demographic. I've always been the demographic everyone's worried about. You know, if you're 60 something or older, people were always worried about you. This is why they told young people stay away. Please do whatever you're supposed to do. So I feel like I'm disrespecting them if I don't sort of be a little bit more responsible.
Screw it. Go to Bora Bora and lick walls and just like be like, yo,
Bora Bora and lick walls. You know what?
All right.
I've seen a lot of brochures. I didn't know wall licking was really the big thing.
Wad goals, everybody.
The number one tourist attraction in Bora Bora is to lick walls.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, my bucket list is national parks. So yeah, soon as I'm ready to travel again, yeah, I would love to do all the American national parks if I could. That's definitely a bucket list, but I'm not doing it right away though.
Yeah, we were looking to maybe do this later in the year this year, and apparently everybody's going to be trying to do it this year. So most of the national parks are doing a lottery system where you show up for that day and you might get in. So we can't really necessarily book a trip.
Tough.
Yeah, we can't book a trip around that. So we're going to wait till next year.
Hmm. See, ours it's not a bucket list in the sense of like we've never been there. I just want to fulfill the damn plane tickets I bought to go to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we dropped
that. Right.
Oh, yeah.
We bought those right before it was kind of like the pandemic was looming because the ticket prices went down. And I think, you know, at that time, no one was really, especially us, like, we were just like, I think everything will be fine. Like, give it a couple, whatever. Here we are, a year and a half later, nothing still. Mm-hmm. But, I'd like to be able to enjoy those plane tickets at some point, not completely consider it a wash. I know we can go now, but we want to wait until it's, you know, just. No, like you don't have to like go walk around Hawaii with masks on. It doesn't sound
doesn't sound like a
fun experience.
Yeah, you know, wearing masks in heat is not fun.
No, like I would love to go to Disneyland. I had a friend that went, my buddy Chris, he went, and he said it was great because like at the time things weren't very busy. But he says also the bad side of it was 80 degrees and we're wearing masks the entire time.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm with you, Steve. You're going to go to Hawaii. You want to go when it's like, you know, masks are free, like they liked whatever. I mean, I'm starting to see it though. I'm seeing people in malls and stores going maskless.
Yeah.
And nobody's saying anything to them. And I'm like, whoa.
Well, the CDC says it's okay.
Yeah.
So if you're vaccinated.
To be inside now, you can be
100%.
Inside.
Yeah. If you're vaccinated, you can be.
Yep.
Yeah. If you're vaccinated. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I go back and forth because like there are times we've gone to like Fred Meyer and like, I'm like, what am I going to take the mask off? And it's like, It's a weird feeling because this got for a year and a half. You've just been so acclimated to doing this. But it's like, in the same sense, it's like, well, why can't I? But it's like, it's a weird thing. Like,
I'm still seeing probably 90% of the people are still wearing masks, though. So, and that's me. And me, it's not about safety. It's about, I don't want to be the awkward one. Like, I don't want, when I walk in and all of a sudden I'm in the minority when I have masks on, I'm going to take it off. But right now it's still mask majority and I don't want to feel weird. So I'm like, all right, I'll keep my mask on, even though I'm vaccinated. And like you said, the CDC says I can take it off.
Well, last night we were at the Snoqualmie Casino and the social media director for the Snoqualmie Casino wanted me to take a picture with a couple of the models that they had in front of like their backdrop and all that. And like, we're just standing there and like, we're all smiling, but we realize we have masks on. You can see the smile through the eyes, I guess. But we're all laughing at the fact that, like, here we are just standing here awkwardly smiling when we don't even need to be because, like, you can't even see our mouths.
Yeah.
Then I have to stop my fun game of sticking out my tongue at people when I'm walking around.
Oh, sorry, buddy.
No, you don't. Do that. Just do it anyway.
Wow. They don't know I'm doing that, though.
I don't want to hear the sound either, to be honest with you. Like, maybe you should stop that.
Take your headphones off.
So, Rev, don't go to the Grand Canyon, Rev, because that's where everybody wants to go.
Yeah.
That's like number one on the bucket list destination that
the
they're
Grand Canyon? Dude, yeah.
Oh, dude, the Grand Canyon's awesome. I mean, it's a beautiful thing to look at. You know, you're not wanting to go there. It's a national park, and it's an amazing sight.
Unless there's a roller coaster, I have zero intent and reason to want to be there.
That was my mom really wanted to take me to the Grand Canyon when I was a kid. I was like, Mom, just no, I don't no.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like maybe you have to be older. Otherwise, you're going, okay, we're looking at like what? It looks like a ditch with rocks. I don't know. I mean, I could see a kid saying that. But as an adult, you know, just being able to look out this vista of like, it's almost like an alien planet. And it just struck me. Like, Nate, I don't know why. It's one of those moments where you just look at a vista and go, whoa, I'm really being affected by this. I did not expect it.
The Grand Canyon for me would be like a place that if I'm near it, I'd be like, all right, let's swing by. If it's not that much of an inconvenience on a trip, but that wouldn't be my destination. Because I just pop in, look at it, be like, cool, and then we can keep going.
People want to go to the Eiffel Tower. I don't care. You know, to me, that's just like a metal structure. I don't know why. I don't care to see it.
I want to go to France. Would be fun, and maybe see the Eiffel Tower, but I don't want to deal with the crowds or any of that stuff.
Yeah, you definitely have to go through an off hour, because I went when I was 17, and it was awesome, because we got to go up to the very top, and there was a thunderstorm going on.
Sweet.
So it was actually pretty cool. But any other time, not really.
Niagara Falls, people want to go to. I'm happy I went and did that. I've done that. I did that a while ago. And, you know, that was pretty cool, too. Because, again, it's one of those things where you go, whoa. Because it's just natural, like, whoa.
You know, it's natural, but, like, whoa, man.
Well, it's a weird thing, especially, I'm trying to think, the Buffalo side, you know, the American side. Because it's a wonderful, beautiful thing. But then the town is so cheesy, like all the stuff around it.
Like the wax museum,
all the touristy stuff are just so like, it's like a dichotomy. It really is like, you got this natural, beautiful wonder, and then you've got maybe the cheesiest attractions that are right around it. Like, dude, it's like a carnival just a ridiculous carnival in a small town.
See, I want to see Niagara Falls, but I want to see it from the Toronto side. Only because then I get to be in Toronto, and Toronto seems like a really cool place to go check out. So like, go see the Niagara Falls is like maybe like an afternoon thing, and then go enjoy like the Hockey Hall of Fame and just like some of the cool nightlife there. Like Toronto seems like a pretty, that's like the big city of Canada.
Yeah, it is. You're absolutely right. It's the biggest one they got. And Toronto, I mean, it used to be, I don't know now, but it used to be such a clean, big city. I was always impressed with like, how do they have people here and they pick up after themselves? This always, because, you know, every big city I grew up in Boston, and I was just like, any big city I was in, it was always like kind of a mess, you know, in certain areas. Toronto looked like they just built it.
Yeah.
I was just like, wow, okay.
So if you go to the Grand Canyon, bring a bunch of cash. We took a pic of the McDonald's guy that charges three times the regular price for a Happy Meal. It's a total cash grab.
Oh, really? Oh, well, I don't remember.
Is it McDonald's at the Grand Canyon?
That's awesome.
I don't remember that at all, to be honest with you.
Or is this a guy that bought a bunch of McDonald's and he just walks around offering people McDonald's burgers from his
trunk? I bet that's it. Yeah. Statue of Liberty, don't go there. Don't go to the Colosseum in Rome. Everybody wants to do that. And for all you folks that want to get back to Vegas, that's one of the bucket list destinations, the Vegas Strip, which means Vegas may be insane.
Did you not finish the sentence? Is it Vegas Strip Club?
No, there you go.
Well, yeah, there is a McDonald's sort of close to the Grand Canyon.
For real?
Yeah.
I like how that's what you look.
You know
up.
What?
Yeah, I'm more interested in that.
Well, all
man.
The things we're talking about, Rev's like, well, if there's a McDonald's, then that's my first thought.
There you go.
Yeah,
well,
so
South America more than a McDonald's set up at the Grand Canyon.
That's true.
And also, Steve, Honolulu was the number one destination that people want to go to in the U.S. So if you're going to go to Hawaii, you might want
to. We went to Maui, so whatever. Honolulu.
I know. I don't understand why. I mean, Honolulu, I guess, is the big city, and it still is. You know, people like the nightlife. But I'm with you. I think Maui's the best island.
I think it's the perfect medium of like just like you got the because Honolulu is like the Manhattan of Hawaii, and then like, Kauai's way chill. I like Kauai, but it was a little more chill. And then all the other islands are even more chill. Maui's got a little bit of the chill, but still has a lot of fun stuff to do, restaurants and things along those lines.
Yeah,
it's like
definitely.
the perfect combination.
Yeah, you can get that Honolulu vibe a little bit if you drive all the way to Lahaina in Maui. You can get that Honolulu vibe. It's not as big, but you're right. You get a mixture of all sorts of different things you'd like from all the islands on Maui.
But that being
Maui,
said,
everybody,
Honolulu is awesome. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not saying I went there and I'm miserable. It's freaking badass. But of the two I'd pick, it's Maui over Honolulu.
You know, you'd think we were working for the Hawaii Board of Tourism, and we're not. We're just Hawaii whores is what we are.
Hi, it's BJ Migs, the Hawaii whores.
Yesterday, Steve, the half of the Hawaiian whores team, he did get this one right.
What was Popeye's favorite food?
Yes.
That's pretty good.
It's all right. You can work through it a little bit.
Can you do better?
No, I just, it's just.
It sounds like you have to go to the bathroom.
Well, I mean, I did.
Okay.
Wait, can you top that?
No, I can't.
That sounds like an angry pirate.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, wasn't he an angry pirate?
No, he was just an angry seaman.
Sailor he was man. A sailor man.
And he wasn't angry. Danny.
I've never seen Popeye. I'm sorry.
You fail.
He usually was in a good mood. It was he just had to eat his spinach to beat back all the people.
The damn song is "I'm Popeye the Sailor Man." It's not "I'm Popeye the Angry Pirate."
Well, what is a pirate? A sailor, right?
Yeah, but a pirate's a bad guy. Sailor's a good guy.
What the hell is happening?
At that point, you might as well say that the guy that like, used to drive the ride the ducks vehicle is also a pirate.
Oh, okay. I believe it.
Okay, fair.
Wow, I you know what? I feel like I really just got like maybe 5 degrees dumber after this.
All right, well,
okay. You want a shot at beating Steve? Sure. Beat Popeye the Pirate Man. 206-421-ROCK. We're going to play Beat Migs, and we're going to do that at 8:49 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's a question from a listener. My house is currently in foreclosure. I've stopped making payments. What can I do to save my house?
If you're already in foreclosure behind on your mortgage, you can stop the foreclosure by filing a bankruptcy. There's different types of bankruptcy. Chapter 13 can help you catch up on your house payments if you're behind. It would mean that you'd have to start making your house payments again and catch up on the amount that you're behind over 5 years. You could also take off or strip off your second mortgage, which would help you to reduce your housing payment every month, especially once you're done with the plan and done catching up on your first mortgage. We could also try to buy you some time by filing a Chapter 13 case. Filing a Chapter 13 would definitely stop your foreclosure.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.